Research conducted on behalf of Swine Innovation Pork shows including fermented or acidified grains in swine diets offers several health benefits. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
In partnership with Swine Innovation Pork, scientists with the University of Saskatchewan are evaluating the effectiveness of feed processing to improve the value of low-quality feed ingredients. Dr. Denise Polio, an assistant professor of monogastric nutrition with the University of Saskatchewan, says pork producers are always looking for ways to improve their bottom lines, and one option is to use low-quality ingredients not suitable for human consumption to produce high-quality protein that humans can eat.
We were looking specifically at fermentation. So fermentation is adding bacteria, in this case a couple different strains of lactobacilli. And so those bacteria, then they produce some enzymes, and the enzymes break down the feed into organic acids. That allows the feed to be preserved. We were also looking at directly adding acids to the feed. So here again, lowering the pH, decrease the bacteria growth, and could this then be used to preserve the grain, and then the pig also gets some benefit from that reduced pH. One of the first physiological effects is when we feed an acidified diet, we help maintain the low acidity in the gut, which is very important to a piglet, especially a very young piglet. They don't seem to have enough or the same amount of acid produced during digestion. So that low acidity helps with digestion. It activates enzymes required for digestion. So it's very, very important. There's some benefits just from the addition of the organic acids themselves. Some of these organic acids have benefits to the pig regardless of the low pH. It helps with growth of the gut wall, for example.
Dr. Polio acknowledges acids are not all the same, some having different strengths, and different feeds have different buffering capacities. She says it's felt we should be looking at keeping the pH consistently below 5 to stop the growth of bacteria. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.